Parshat Hazinu, the parsha that most Mefarshim learn, this is the Shira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe in the last parsha that he should write and teach. Hazinu HaShamayim Vadabera. Shamayim, incline thine ears and I will speak. V'tishma Haaretz Imrepi. And the land, the earth, should hear the sayings, the expressions of my mouth. We're quite well aware of the Rashi, the famous Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe, or Moshe himself, is turning to the Shemayim Va'aretz and saying that I want you to be witnesses, that there's a covenant that cannot be broken between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Atav HaChartonu, the people, the Jews. Neither one can break that covenant. And if there ever become a time throughout history that someone, either one of the partners, the signatures would want to back out, Kanz Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shamayim Va'aretz, they will be Edim. It's interesting that the Abarbanel takes an entire different twist, very creative, seems very sermonic, to explain the Shamayim and the Aretz. He explains, Abarbanel, that the Shamayim signifies the Sareya Am, the Shotrav, meaning simply the leaders of the Jewish people, that they're above, Shehem Lamala, like the Shamayim. And the Aretz signifies the Jewish people, the Hamonam, because they are below and they are being irrigated and fed by the rabbis that are the Shamayim. And in fact, the Alshich and others point out that Moshe Rabbeinu, miraculously, all of the last parshiot and Hazinu and Zot HaBracha, until his mamish's death, all this accomplished in one day. That Moshe Rabbeinu was way up there on his last journey to heaven. And that's why he speaks about Hazinu HaShamayim, heaven. Pay attention. In fact, we use the expression, it's interesting, when people die, we either use the expression, he went to heaven, or sometimes we say he's 6 feet under. Shamayim Va'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu is close to Shamayim, and here he's giving a shira to Klal Yisrael, a directive. Rav Hirsch, a Dark Mekodesh, points out the difference between Hazin and Shema. Hazin is incline one's ear, expresses a great readiness to listen to what is being said. Not so with Shema. Sometimes it can be heard even without the wisher hearing to listen. But that's not Hazin. We use an expression, do you hear me? Or are you paying attention to what I'm saying? You can find it with anybody you speak to. A Rebbe quite often finds that in the classroom he's talking and he realized that a number of his students, the Talmidim, what he's saying is it's lost in cyberspace. You hear or are you listening? I would like to combine Rav Hirsch with the Abarbanel, and even the Alshich, which is based upon a Sifri, that Moshe's goal is to connect heaven and earth. And that connection is to us, the Jewish people, a testimony, as Rashi points out. The Shamayim going to the Aretz The Aretz accepting, being mazin, much more than just Shema, that is going to be the everlasting relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Because the norm is that Aretz will only be Shomeya. They will hear, but they won't listen. They will hear the teacher, but surely will not ingest it. And that's a difficult goal. Moshe Rabbeinu is superhuman, one would say. So much time spent in Har Sinai, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's together. And here he's asked to come down and spend 40 years, day and night, that the Shamayim should connect with the Aretz. Malchei Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. Moshe Rabbeinu, that Malach, goes up on the Sulam to heaven, and he comes down because he's a human being. And he has to connect to the Aretz that perhaps didn't want to be Mazin, would just be Shomeya. And the thoughts will go in one ear and one out and out the other. He won't impact upon them. Could you imagine the responsibility that we have, that the Torah that we've gotten, we mechanchim, rabbonim, that we've gotten for our rabbeim, that it would be a mazin, that we ingested it, and yet we could be able to relate it to our talmidim. It's a very difficult goal to accomplish. But if we do work on it, that's the survival of Klal Yisrael. The Shamayim connected, linked to the Aretz, the Notein and the Mashpia and the Mushpa and the Makabel, it will grow, it will blossom. That will be the future of Klal Yisrael, the Shmira of Klal Yisrael, the Biat Goel Tzidkenu, with a Kativa v'Chatima Tova to all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.